Welcome to the UUSM Connections Podcast, a podcast devoted to how Unitarian Universalists of San Mateo connect to our beloved community. I'm Jack Brennan, Connections at UUSM. On June 11th, 2023, UUSM's music director, Joel Chapman, celebrated his last service as our music director. What follows is his farewell homily, interspersed with music, of course. Thanks for listening. Keep making connections.
Today, we're celebrating a very rich year of music making. We started the year a little bit unsure how to carry forward with in-person activities and music making, and we're ending still unsure, but at least unsure together. This year, we experienced around 30 choir services together, and even more as a congregation, with new pieces of music each time. We remembered what it was like to love music, to be challenged by it, to let us think, to let us feel, to let us melt in our seats and simultaneously float above them, ingesting note after note of carefully crafted cacophony. We remembered words. We forgot words. We laughed, we sighed, we danced. Such is the power of music, and it's why it exists not just as a philosophy or a sound in the abstract, but in so many institutions, churches, stages, schools, birthday parties, parades, cars, rice cookers. Today, we celebrate a rich year of music making. We also celebrate a number of years of music at UUSM, going back to 2017 when I joined you all. And today is my last Sunday service with you all. So today I'm celebrating a lot of memories, and I'm celebrating a feeling of excitement for both your future and mine. You are on the precipice of a new chapter at UUSM in your search for a new minister, a new music director, all guided by capable souls and a stalwart, talented, kind existing staff. I am on the precipice of a new chapter as well, as I search for opportunities to feed and inspire my own creative ambitions. So in a way, we're celebrating together. We are scared together. We are looking forward together. Before I leave you, I wanted to share a few things I have learned about music ministry. Because try as I did to resist that word at the beginning of my time here, that's exactly what this position is. One of ministry, of service, of care, of leadership. As you seek your future existence as a religious institution, guided by your values as Unitarian Universalists, it is my hope that you consider a few of these ideas as they pertain to music ministry. And as I seek my own future, I hope to remember the values, skills, and lessons you have all taught me, whether you knew it or not, these past 6 years. So what's a music ministry? Contrary to what you might think, the job of music director is not just showing up Sunday mornings and singing hymns. Part of the role is being a religious leader. Over the past few years, I've tried to make an effort to become involved with the various conversations happening right now in Unitarian Universalism, either within the UUA or in the organization I'm a part of, the Association for Unitarian Universalist Music Ministries. I made an effort partly because I came to this job unsure how to be a religious leader, and partly because once I met the people doing that work, I realized how closely I already aligned with their values and how much I wanted to learn from them. So I dove deep. A lot of the conversations involve the future of the denomination. Examples: what directions are we headed in, both liturgically and spiritually? How are the professional organizations within Unitarian Universalism run, and how do they work together? How can we better program music with a justice lens? And how do we continually update that lens to stay current with the changing world? What hymns do we carry forward in a new hymnal? And what new ones need to be written? Other conversations talk about planning worship, relationships with ministers and congregations, equity and compensation, and job logistics. These are questions I have learned some answers to, but not all. Regardless, I've become a better music minister in committing to the journey of learning the right questions. In 2017, when I had only recently started this position, the UUSM Capital campaign team approached me about writing a new congregational piece. I was thrilled by the opportunity and got to work creating the piece of music that would become Start From Scratch, which I wrote and did not realize would inspire another chorus to be heard today. Start From Scratch was, in a way, my first attempt at being a religious leader. While writing it, I became obsessed with finding exactly the perfect message I wanted the denomination to hear. Years later, I'm not sure there is such a thing as a perfect message, and maybe a simple idea would have been better. But I landed on the concept of humility. I wanted Unitarian Universalism to be a religion of starting over, building from the bottom, not getting attached to old models. Humble is the artist's craft. Start from scratch, rewrite the draft. We achieve justice in our community not by stopping our work because we think we've made it, but by constantly reworking it. Justice is the choice to stay on the journey.
Amen.
I will start from scratch. Taking all the and repair and repair. I have a number of changes I'd like to make to that song, for example. Actually, I think I solved it while I was just performing it, so I'm excited. So, that's what a music minister does. We're all going down a road of discovery and growth together. Of course, there are times when the road gets bumpy. Pandemics hit. Relationships end. People leave us. This has been the most challenging part of my job, being with you all through grief and loss. We've lost a number of people in my time here, most recently this week. This part of the road is difficult. As a brief aside, I'd like to share a quick story about my friend Hal Anderson. There were a number of moments when Lori and Hal drove me back. Caltrain was going through some closures, and I didn't have a way home, so they drove me. It was very kind. We had some good conversations. I like Hal because he was always like a little aloof. And I don't know if that's because, you know, maybe he was older. Maybe he was always like that. I'm not sure. I didn't know when he was younger. But I liked that about him. And I especially liked it in choir rehearsal because he could be that way, but also immediately get back on track because he grew up in the American Boy Choir and just spoke the language as a second language. It was hilarious. He'd be doing whatever he wanted, and then he just would suddenly be singing exactly the right note. I didn't know how it happened. Anyway, we were in the car, and he was doing his own thing. And there was some silence, and suddenly he just said, "Little dog." Saw a dog on the road. And then about 30 seconds passed, and he was like, "Too little." And I like that about Hal. He's very observant. That's my story about Hal. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy leaves home and travels through an unknown land full of perils and bad witches. And she makes it down the Yellow Brick Road and safely to Oz and then back home because of the community she finds along the way, in the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion, and of course her little dog, Toto. Community, home. I think this is how we make it through our own losses and griefs. USM is one example of that kind of supportive community, and one of the things I have learned most from you is that rooting yourself in a community is the most important thing to get through hard times. It sounds simple, but it takes being a part of it to understand. This is the work of music ministry. You wake one morning just to find your courage gone, but just know that feeling only lasts a little while. You just stick with us, and we'll show you how to smile. This is from The Wiz, Ease On Down the Road, which in The Wiz takes the place of Follow the Yellow Brick Road, if you haven't seen The Wiz.
Thank you.
So far today, we've experienced these pieces not just as superficial moments of music, but as emotional buttons on ideas. Music ministry in a service is a lot like a sermon, but usually more engaging. Hold on, I'm locking myself in there. The music is more powerful than any word I can say. So, where do we go from here? I'm leaving, we'll go our separate ways, but that doesn't mean we can't dream of a better music industry together. So here are just a few things to remember. Music is a ministry, music directors are ministers. Sometimes focusing on the words is important. Sometimes understanding the words is completely unimportant. Simple messages are really effective. Use music to feel joy. Use music to understand grief. Music is catharsis, an emotional button. Sing along. And lastly, as you consider how to structure this place, this could be a full-time position. Brief aside, but it's important. In the 1940s and 50s, the cantors of Reform Judaism in North America fought very hard to create a position that was recognized as an equivalent to the rabbis. Before then, the cantor was not given a full-time job and was often by necessity a cantor educator who both sang and taught in the RE program. The cantors, who understood the position to be much more than just sing a song now and play a song now, led a successful movement that ultimately led to an official ordination process. Cantors today are ordained as clergy and are seen as religious leaders as much as rabbis are. Cantors are moral guides, they help people understand Judaism, they are teachers, they officiate life cycle events, they provide pastoral care, and yes, they sing. They understand that music at its core is simply a vehicle that does all those things. So the path of ordination is one way to honor the way that we value music in our lives, but it's not the only one. UU music directors are not ordained in the same way that cantors are, yet, but I have learned to understand my position as very similar to that of a cantor's. It is directing, it is singing, it is reading blogs and papers, it is knowing hymnals, it is making new ones, it is ministry. It's my deep hope that this understanding of the position continues far past my tenure. I'm currently at halftime, but I hope soon UUSM will join the handful of UU congregations across the country that do employ full-time music directors. The benefits you would see from that are immeasurable. Friends, it's been an honor serving this community. I've learned from you, I've grown, and I am grateful. This will always be home because of the community I found here, so thank you for that. I'm going to give three specific public thank yous. The first is to Becky Howland, to whom I'm eternally grateful for making UUSM a place of positivity and joy, and for having the tools to lead us through tough times, and also for being a top-notch staff advisor. I want to thank Paul Zawilski for his unwavering service to this place and to that piano, and for going along with my non-traditional music ideas, even when I know he had other ideas. Finally, I want to thank Reb Tovis, who, from the moment we started working together years ago, has always modeled what excellent ministry looks like. I know only saying a few thank yous is always dangerous, but please know that my thanks extends to all of you, even if you're not named Becky, Paul, or Tobin. I'm moving away, but either physically or in memory, I'll be homeward bound again. Bind me not to the pasture, chain me not to the plow, set me free to find my calling, and I'll return to you somehow.